other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Worst fears and analysis is coming true. They have dropped the hammer and they are coming for our guns. They're calling for open, complete banning of handguns, rifles, and anything that is not black ball and powder. They are calling for it everywhere. They are hitting and they are hitting hard. The seditious treason by the foreign banks that have seized our country is being spewed on CNN, MSNBC, everywhere. They have had, again, gaggles of foreigners like Piers Morgan and others come on and say, ban our guns. Michael Moore has desecrated the Constitution Bill of Rights and said, basically get rid of it. Bloomberg, ladies and gentlemen, and nobody's calling him on this. Kurt Nimmo has an article just went up. Bloomberg, cops should go on strike until Americans surrender their guns. That's saying government, you're separate from the people. You force the public to do what you want. You force the government. That's a paramilitary coup. Bloomberg is calling for a coup. That's what that is. Now, understand, the only places this is going to cause a big problem, a serious problem, is New York, Chicago, L.A., cesspits of big government and victim disarmament. In areas where people can't keep and bear arms, it will release hell on earth. Hey, I'm calling your bluff, Bloomberg. Turn your cops off for a week while they're out there shaking down the public. And turn loose your criminal brethren and watch New York and Chicago and L.A. burn. Burn it! That's what anarchy is. He's calling for what Bane in Batman calls for. Lock up the cops in the subterranean pit and let them have their French Revolution. Listen, you authoritarian scum that hates this country and wants to use Homeland Security on people like me. Get out of my country, Bloomberg, and you too, Piers Morgan, and you too, Michael Moore. You're a bunch of radicals that want to take over and re-educate this country. You are criminal, filthy despots with all your armed guards and the rest of it. You need to go to prison. Your cohort shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment to try to get our guns. And listen to me well, folks. There's nothing these terrorists won't do to try to destroy the Republic. They've already gotten their health care plan. It's so unconstitutional, it's a joke. They've already got their drones, their secret arrests, and everything else getting lined up. They want to fight with the American people, and they plan on organizing the police against us. Well, let me just tell the police something. I've seen the polls that over 95% of you claim you're pro-Second Amendment. Well, that's good, because if you're stupid enough to start a civil war with the American people, you know in your gut right now the American people will smash you to hell. They will take you to hell, and you know it. Now, I'm going to tell the criminals like Bloomberg and the rest of them something. You're on notice, scum. You've picked on the spirit of 1776, and you may think, just because you've drugged and dumbed down and got half the public in a trance, that you're going to win this. But you don't have at least 70 to 80 million people in this country that know exactly who and what you are, criminal. And it is going to be your arrogant, chutzpah-filled evil, your bravado, that is going to bring down your new world order. That goes for Obama and the globalists and the big mega banks that run this country. People aren't going to give you the guns, and you think that's going to start a civil war, and you're just going to sit it out. We are going to identify who did this. You understand? If you get what you want and trigger this civil war, you are going to be brought to justice, okay? Everybody understands who the enemy is. Everybody knows it's the offshore banks that have taken over. Cue that up too, folks. When we come back, we've got all these clips and the rest of it, and I'm going to try to contain my fury. Let me tell you, driving in this morning, after reading these articles and hearing the clips on local radio and hearing the local host defend it and saying it's time to turn the guns in on a conservative talk station, and having Rupert Murdoch and all of them come out for banning semi-autos, they're coming, folks. They're coming. They're coming for our guns. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We knew it was coming for a very long time. And the minute they engage in this latest bit of false flag behavior in their command base of Denver, we knew it was coming, but it is a full-on, direct, total assault on the right to keep and bear arms, the heart of our republic, one of the few rights still left. They've turned our property under property taxes into rented from the government. They have decimated family rights. They are starting forced inoculations at government training centers all over the country. They are arming to the teeth and creating swarms of new bureaucracies and sending out just huge torrential cacophonies of government locusts to eat our sustenance down to the bone. It is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, the news I have this morning is so over the top that it has shaken me to my very core, because it confirms everything yet again of what we're facing. An authoritarian, despot, tyranny driven, organized evil of foreign megabanks that in thousands of publications now in the last 3 years publicly brag they have conquered us through fractional reserve banking and derivatives fraud. They crow from the rooftops that we are their chattel slaves. The military has been captured by NATO and the UN. Congress has been told to stand down, and they have followed orders. Our country is seized at the federal level. The states have been predominantly federalized. The last vestiges of the old republic are being dismantled by globalist wrecking balls as we speak. The republic is down in flames, exploding in front of us. The old republic is gone. We are captured. We are overrun. Warning worldwide. The global crime syndicate intends to use the military arsenal accrued by the republic during the banker takeover transition period as a exploit weapon against the planet. We will then, of course, take the blame, be militarily destroyed down the road. That is the plan from the highest levels. And all of our analysts agree on that. We are a suicide kamikaze empire, attacking everything good, attacking everything independent, everything sovereign. From the family to human DNA itself, we are under unmitigated, unprecedented, sustained, vicious, total core of evil attack. The general public medically is in a trance. Mainline journals, you can look that up. Every disease and neurological disorder is exploding. We are under soft kill. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Worldwide emergency transmission. The United States is no more. The republic has been smashed and overrun and taken. They are now beginning the preparation for re-education mop-up phase of what's left of the states, counties, and cities that could be organized into a resistance. Mayday, 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 mayday. The republic is in an emergency situation. People inside the NSA, ATF, FBI are leaking the criminal plans, the re-education camps, the gun confiscation plans. The military's response at the top is to say, yes, those are real documents. Big deal. Or to try to arrest the whistleblowers. We need more whistleblowing. We need everybody to choose what side they're on and to start going public if you can, if not, getting the info out, or at least not executing these orders that you're being given. That is treason, it is lawlessness, and it is the gutting of our country and our families. It is the delivery of our sad republic into the hands of the slaughterhouse of the New World Order. The republic has already been cut 1,000 times and lies in a coma. And the globalists are now preparing to use our near-lifeless corpse to launch World War III. It is beyond saddening. To see Mayor Bloomberg engage in absolute criminal rebellion and sedition against the skeleton of the old republic, to see him openly call for military coup in the United States with the traitor, phone hacker, criminal Piers Morgan, while that demonic banker, globalist, enforcer, Michael Moore, denigrates our founders and our republic and calls for scrapping the Constitution, and they call for banning all guns and saying maybe you can have a single-shot black powder gun. And, of course, they'll get those as well. It is unspeakable just how evil these people are. You notice they're billionaires, they're 100 millionaires. They get their money from the power structure that is monopolistic. They're not communist folks. They use communists at the ground level as their siege force, as their jihadis, just like they're using Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria as their shock troops. They use the communists the same way, and I am reeling right now by the just brazen attack and the fact that people don't understand law or the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, that what Bloomberg, as a sitting mayor, it's one thing if a citizen called for this, but a sitting mayor calling for police nationwide to stand down and not respond to fires, robberies, rapes, killings, is a call for anarchy and holding us hostage. And is a call to bring the country to its knees, in his view, to hold us hostage. And that gives you an idea into his mindset. Why do these people stage these shootings or stage Fast and Furious that cause thousands of shootings and deaths? So they can have enough chaos, that's what the the memo show with Fast and Furious. Here is a method out in the open because they think you're in a trance. And most of their audience is, literally, watching television. They're in a daydream state. That's medical fact, folks. When you suspend disbelief, you've now gone into a dream state. Now, continuing here, he's open, just like they write memos saying we need a new Oklahoma or 9/11 or mass shooting. We published that article yesterday with all their quotes to reconnect and be able to take over. They think you're stupid, so they communicate out in the open. And he was communicating with police chiefs on the show last night when he said, imagine your servants under the state constitutions, under the city charters and county charters, to go out hired by the people to protect and serve. And he says, oh, cops are being killed by guns. Actually, the number one cause is automobile accident. The numbers of cops getting killed is actually about flat. It's higher in the 70s and 80s. Look it up. You got a better chance of, you know, a cop, I think it's like a 6-to-1 dying in a car wreck and being shot. Just being shot, not dying from the shot. And Kurt Nimmo has a big article on that. Actually, guys, I didn't bring that in. Oh, no, here it is. Something to keep in mind is hysterical gun grabbers attack the Second Amendment, and it goes over. You've got a 0.1 chance of being involved in a mass shooting of 5 or more victims out of the shooting statistics. You've got a 0.1 chance. The most common death by gun that they put in here is people breaking in your house or gangbangers killing each other. 20-plus times, so 21 on average, guns are used to frustrate crime to every time they're used in crime. And the system knows that. They just don't promote those statistics. But I don't want to digress here. The magnitude of Bloomberg, who sues gun manufacturers around the country to try to shut them down that way, using his shitty, that crime command center of the globalist, to try to shut down our Second Amendment, that's failed. And so he says to police, I'm going to play the clip here in a moment. He says, what you do is you just go on strike until the government and the people do what you want and ban these guns like they've done in New York. I say call his bluff, but that is an act of terrorism. He's saying hold us hostage. You know, next what? What are they saying next? Turn the power off? What are they saying next? You know, have us under siege. Again, the only places this will really work is Detroit, Chicago, New York, where they've taken over, where they've restricted the guns, where they totally banned them. L.A. would collapse within 3 days into fire and mass death. So cleanse yourselves, L.A., New York, Chicago, do it. Have your cops not be out there shaking people down for revenue generation. And the rest of it, and give the green light to all your little anarchy people to start the French Revolution. You notice Batman just came out. That's what it's all about. It's about French Revolution, anarchy in New York. So go ahead, you know, where the cops aren't allowed to do anything, so this happens. Go ahead. The only place your terrorism will work is where you've made people dependent, where they're in these artificial metropolises and can't take care of themselves. And that's your model. That was your model in Fast and Furious, criminals. Was to create chaos down there, and you did, and you wanted to blame our Second Amendment, but people leaked it. You see? So go ahead and show us your pure evil. Go ahead and move with your bravado and your arrogance. The word I'm looking for is hubris. Move with your hubris now, because what you've done is illegal. A sitting mayor has told police, that's like telling air traffic controllers to go on strike with no notice. It is an active public fire in the theater, crime Bloomberg has committed. But don't look for Fox News to go after him. Bill Kristol has called for all semi-autos to be banned on Fox News. We have the clip of that. Rupert Murdoch has come out in a tweet and in statements and said you have no right to a semi-automatic. They should all be banned. Piers Morgan has said ban all semi-automatics. Bloomberg has said ban all guns, period. And Michael Moore has said in the last 24 hours, we have the clips, ban everything down to a single-shot musket-loading black powder gun. This is the coordinated attack program, and Obama's set to sign the UN treaty as early as next Monday. He's not saying exactly when, it's in the next 2 weeks, a week ago. They're set to sign it. They want to get the votes in the Senate. They're launching a total attack on us. You've got a better chance of being struck by lightning than being killed by a gun. You've got a better chance of being struck in 1 year, look at the numbers, twice by lightning than to die in a mass shooting. The only thing that's more rare is a great white shark attack. There's only 5 deaths a year from those. Okay, a mass shooting is incredibly rare, but they're hyping it and saying, turn in our guns and telling police to stand down. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know, the private Federal Reserve that took over in 1913, the monetary system, is now taking over much of the world. Out of its command base here in the occupied United States, we're now pretty much fully occupied. They're getting ready for a mopping up exercise, which is going to be their hardest adventure yet against us. Merged basically with the Chicago and New York mob, and even adopted their double set of books with the comprehensive annual financial reports on their systems. So Bloomberg is an organized crime figure. and that's what he is. And he's there in New York with the organized crime police, shaking the public down, squeezing everybody, telling you what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to do, selling for, you know, $30,000 gun permits. He is a criminal. He is a mobster. He's like Mayor Daley, you know, back in the old days, and his criminal son. And he's here muscling America. He's saying, look, police, don't help people till the crime gets so bad they agree to turn their guns in. Really, places like Kennesaw, Georgia said it was a law you had to own a gun, and they had an 89% crime rate drop, the Justice Department admitted, in 1 year. Every state that's put a concealed carry in so people understand they can carry guns. They could already carry them, but you just go through their licensing process to carry it concealed, because under common law, that's illegal. Criminals carry their weapons hidden in common law. That's where all this comes from, folks. So they go, oh, we'll give you a license for something that's illegal. Under common law, open isn't. See, but they hope everybody's ignorant about that. But in the places where they put them in, within 2 years, on average, look these up, 24% drop in violent crime, home invasions, women jogging, it all, some of the statistics are even greater. That's an average. Police listening are all nodding their heads. They read those crime statistics. But that sure doesn't get pushed in the media, does it? Now, I know the average police. I've talked to a lot of them. People know 10 years ago I was all constantly after the police. Now more and more I've talked to so many, I've seen polls. I realize actually most of them actually understand what's happening. Because we told them, plus they're on the inside, they see it all coming true. But let me just tell you something. These criminals that run this country, the offshore megabanks that brag they've conquered this country, and I've read you Time Magazine, Economist, Financial Times, I've played video clips off the news. I mean, they're saying it. I've played Congress being told the UN is over our military. I'm getting chills so hard. I am, folks. I'm getting chills so. In fact, if you zoomed in on me, I've got goosebumps right now. I've actually got goosebumps right now, folks. Look, I've got goosebumps. This is so bad. See that? I've got goosebumps right now. You're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. When I say that, I'm not saying that for effect. I'm getting chills. Chills of, ooh, you know, chills. You ever had a mugger jump out around the corner on you? That happened to me twice growing up in Dallas. And you get those chills right then. It's like your body powering up for a fight. You know that feeling? I mean, my body, my mind sees all this, and it's so real. Even though I'm conditioned, you know, from fighting it every day, being close to it, that my whole body is just like, get ready, Alex, get ready, get ready. Your worst analysis is accurate. And it's just so crazy that we really are in the hands of foreign banks. The Congress has been told the UN runs us, and we got mafia people. The mayor of L.A., I mean, total scum. You know, says California's Mexico publicly. I mean, total racist. You've got Bloomberg, total gangster. You've got Rahm Emanuel, total gangster. They're publicly robbing everything. They're publicly shipping guns to Mexico to create a crisis. And then they go on the news and they tell the police. How was this a paramilitary coup? Because I wrote something for Curtin there, and I wanted to add this if he's listening to make clear just where I say military coup, what I mean by that. The police have been militarized. They are a paramilitary force now. And they'll tell you that themselves. That conversion has happened from peace officer to paramilitary enforcer. That conversion is almost complete. The ghost of the old republic is still in some of them, but and those that have even woken up, which are a lot of them still, it doesn't matter, the conversion's been made. It's kind of like a lot of German soldiers didn't like Hitler, but they were still in the military. They still followed orders. So we're now to that point here. It's not just choosing which side spiritually you're on. You've got to walk the walk if you talk the talk. And that starts with talking the talk. If you're talking the talk in your mind, you've got to start talking it physically out into the world, and then that will lead to bigger things of physically. And physically means calling into talk radio, creating newsletters, local magazines, because they're going to kill the internet. They're going to start curtailing it and blocking us. That's why we're coming out next month with a newspaper. I haven't announced that yet, but it's happening. We're going to sell it at cost. This is the most viral offensive we've ever launched. We're going to go to break. I'm going to try to reset here just mentally and come back and get into this. This is so incredible. How is it a call for military coup d'etat? When you call for the government to cut off essential services till the public does what you want, that's called siege. Okay? When the government says we're going to turn off essential services till you do what we want politically, that's called siege. It's called holding people hostage. And when you call on the police to do it or paramilitary, that's a call for a siege coup. Okay? And believe me, they got globalists in there advising them. This is the siege coup. They're getting ready.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me, Bloomberg. Don't tread on me. Did you hear that, Bloomberg? You think you've conquered this country, you and your criminal collaborators, the equivalent of the Vichy French? They are coming right at us. Foreign enemies. Military seized. Federal government totally seized. Drones in the sky. Foreign mercs operating across the republic. The general public mesmerized in a brainwashed state. Those of us awake to the enemy takeover listed as terrorists in our own country. Don't tread on me! No! Don't tread on me! Don't tread on me! Don't tread on me! Don't tread on me! This is the GOP stand. To prepare for war! Let them know. We're aware of them.
Don't tread on me.
All right. That delivers the message. Don't tread on me. And what do they want to do when they tread on you? Carbon taxes. Apartments smaller than maximum security jail cells, they've announced. Checkpoints on every highway and every road. Now they're doing like a half million a year in New York. We got video in today of highway checkpoints and bus checkpoints in California. It's all happening. Legalizing the illegal aliens by executive fiat. Shutting down our power plants. Paying to ship General Motors overseas. I've been yelling during the breaks, folks. I mean, it just really hit me today like a ton of bricks. And it just we have got to break people out of their trance. And I want to warn the middle class and even wealthy and even ultra rich. This is a French Revolution re-education they've got planned. And the globalists are going to sit offshore and do this and pose as saviors the entire time. I want to warn you right now that this is going to be hellish. The globalists have always hated America, and when they're done, they're going to gut this country. All of you that serve this system now are going to wish. You're going to beat yourselves on the head and try to pull your hair out. I guarantee it, wishing you to listen to us. You think it's hard now to speak up against their intimidation and their threats and their black ops? Folks, we've got the power right now. They know it. They're running a guerrilla warfare operation against us. They've just gotten control of the central systems. It is a tiny group of criminals that are doing this. I have reverse engineered and forecast everything now unfolding. We don't need to forecast it anymore. They're now broadcasting it openly, meaning they're going to full implementation level. This is a red level emergency. Red level emergency. Red level. Red level. Red level. This isn't entertainment, folks. This isn't a game. I've got the White House calling for me to be shut down through their operations, through their George Soros groups. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. And let me tell you something. Once they start trying to get the guns, they want to start that civil war. And they want to bring the military in. And they want everything to go to hell in a handbasket. They will do it. You know why? Because justice favors those that stand up for themselves. And we haven't been standing up. We haven't gotten aggressive with our First Amendment yet. People haven't taken this serious yet. Fortune favors the bold. The fortune we want is liberty and freedom in our time and for our children. And to build a good, strong society where the innocents are protected. And where the creative are protected. And not the captured creatures of these parasite guilds. We're in a battle for all of human civilization and human future. It's a battle for everything. It's real. And I say bring it out in the open. They've already been soft killing us with the food and water. They've already been killing 50 plus million of our people when they're in the womb and can't defend themselves. It's on. It's on. I got a bunch of guests coming up, and I want to play these clips, but you have to understand, no one seems to understand this. It is military coup by siege, or siege coup, to cut off the resources and to have the central government say, that's a Soviet model. How many guests in the last year have said, just Paul Craig Roberts last week, or Craig Roberts, Paul Craig Roberts is on today. Colonel Roberts said, "No, and all of our other guests have said, former military, police, you name it, they have said that they're going to go with a Soviet siege model where they turn stuff off. And now what has Bloomberg said? I'm telling you, folks, they're following an exact blueprint, okay? You have to understand all of our families are in grave danger. They are going to go after everybody. If you own a business, if you're a millionaire, folks, and there's tens of thousands of those in the U.S., you're going to a re-education camp. You're getting arrested. You're going to be drug out of your house. You understand, folks? They're going to go after everybody unless they're an inner Democratic Party member. They are going to arrest most of the Republicans. That's why the Republicans, Rupert Murdoch and Bill Kristol, whose father was the top Trotskyite and ran similar operations. I mean, we are in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot describe to you the level of danger that we're in. When you see Rupert Murdoch come out and say, ban all semi-autos, period. When you see Bill Kristol come out and do it, they have been told, join with Sauron. They've been told, get in line under Emperor Palpatine. Oh, man, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. They're going to drop the hammer, probably. They understand it's going to be rough, but they, you know what? Fortune favors the bold. They're going for it. They think so little of you, they use Al-Qaeda in all these countries right now while telling you give your rights up for Al-Qaeda. But you know what? They're now segueing into the lone wolf. It's the number one threat. Who is it? It's the conservative. It's the libertarian. You're now getting the blame. I've gotten the blame in publications and on big radio shows. They're saying I caused the shooting, as we said they would do. They're saying Rush Limbaugh did it. On national news, they're saying, just like Clinton said in 95, it's people like Rush Limbaugh and the rhetoric. The rhetoric when these criminals come to take our guns and tax us into oblivion. They're coming. And all of you that think you're going to get a free ride from the system, when they're done with you, you're going to be working for a quarter of what you worked for. You're destroying everything. All of you control freaks and bullies that get off on being part of the power structure and the dress up of the uniforms and the rest of it, you have no idea what you are unleashing. You will burn in your heart and in your gut and your mind later wishing you would have said no. It is a paramilitary coup to tell the police to stand down nationwide so that hell is released, just like they did in Mexico. The police stood down there, paid off by drug dealers. Guns shipped in there by the U.S. government to destabilize it. They want to do that here in the United States. Now, areas like Texas and other areas where you got about 70% of people packing, I think crime in many areas will actually go down because people are just going to start killing crooks just like that. You step on the property, you're dead. I tell them, go ahead, we're calling your bluff, criminal. Go ahead and have that demonic police force, that so slovenly and gang memberish that I cannot believe what I've witnessed, where good-looking families ask police for directions and get screamed at and say, do I look like a phone book? Police with their hats on sideways, with their bellies hanging out, smoking cigarettes, while telling the media they have no First Amendment. I mean, we videotaped it all. You can type in New York police arrest ABC TV news anchor, and the guy's like out on the street corner, and they come over and say, you can't, and they got cigars and cigarettes and their hats on sideways. He goes, I have a First Amendment. They go, no, you don't, arresting. You can see the cigarette. I mean, this is it, because they can do whatever they want now. This is anarchy by the government, anarchy by the crooks that have taken over, and they want to make it even worse and turn loose all the illegal aliens and all the criminal elements, just like Bane does in Batman. The difference is they want the police to join Bane. We were talking yesterday about what's the message of Batman, and now that I've seen it, we wrote notes up, and Aaron said French Revolution, and that you don't have any hope, only the police will protect you during it. They're getting ready for that here in this country. The Jacobites were the prototype of the communist. They wanted to abolish the family and have a 9-day week, only like, what, 10 months or something? They wanted to change, get rid of the family. This has always been their plan. They want to reorder things. They want to play God. Yeah, search YouTube if you want the one with the cops arresting the ABC News local TV host. And they know who he is. And he's like, you're not allowed to film here. And he's like, but I'm on the street corner. And they're like smoking cigarettes going, yeah, we're going to take you to jail now. I mean, this is what we face. So good. Good, Bloomberg. You pig. And all of you, get out of my country. Get out of my country, Michael Moore. Get out of my country, Piers Morgan. Felipe Calderon, go stay down in Mexico down there in your kleptocracy where you've disarmed everybody and you can feed on your poor, hardworking people down there. We don't want to live under your mafia system, okay? All of you, get out of my nation. Now, Michael Moore says the founders wouldn't want guns today and that, folks, they're for tyrannical government, and the government's arming to the teeth against us with laser beams and sound cannons and microwave guns and drones and armored vehicles and tanks. And they're saying they're going to use the military against us and want Marines in every city. And it's all being announced. And your answer is turn our guns in because you are a globalist propaganda operative selling tyranny as a people's revolution. What you are is a disgrace. And Michael Moore, just like Joseph Goebbels, when your forces attack the American people and hell is brought to these land, if we defeat you, which we will, I, on record, am calling for Michael Moore. If the crimes he's calling for are executed, I want him in the dock at Nuremberg, too. I want you all brought to justice. Do you understand? Every stinking one of you that wants to put us in re-education camps and confiscate our guns so we have to face the criminals you've created and bred off welfare, you want to destroy this country so you can sit and squat on it and control it socially under your 10 FEMA regions, you are nothing but a propaganda minister for the globalists. And if, and believe me, when they carry out these crimes, they're getting ready to execute. You are going to be held accountable, Bloomberg and Michael Moore and all of you. They hate America. They hate you and your family. They talk about it. They hate you. They hate your security. They want you to live behind eight locks in New York being robbed on the subway every day. Let's go to Bloomberg and his off the charts call for sedition. This is worse than telling air traffic controllers to just walk off the job. You can't do that. He's telling them, again, we're going to let crime. You've already done that. We know you released the violent offenders to scare us into submission. The Chicago police chief 30 years ago got caught on tape bragging how that works. We know how it works in your mafia country. We know how you want to make the whole country under your mafia control, where you sit there as a good fella and talk down to us all over the United States and go, "Nah, this is the way it is. You're going to do what we say." Yeah, well, your mafia crap doesn't fly down here in Texas and a lot of other places around this country. It doesn't fly in upstate New York. It isn't going to fly in Kansas. It isn't going to fly in Missouri. It isn't going to fly in Oklahoma. It isn't going to fly in Florida. It isn't going to fly all over this country. It isn't going to fly in little towns all over this land, you criminal. That's criminal what you did, and you know it, and you showed us who you are. Here he is with a foreign collaborator operative. Here's the collaborator with the foreign operative here broadcasting to us that we need to turn our guns in. Here it is.
Every time one of these things happens, Gabrielle Giffords last year, this shooting here, there's an outrage, and then very quickly it dissipates. The American people quite quickly go back to their normal lives, and they don't demand action in the way that I would expect them to. Why do so many Americans not feel angry enough?
Here you go. Get ready.
Gun control.
Well, I would take it one step further. I don't understand why the police officers across this country don't stand up collectively and say, "We're going to go on strike.
Good.
We're not going to protect
Please
you.
Please do it. I don't want the tickets.
The public, through your legislature, do what's required to keep us safe. After all, police officers want to go home to their families. And we're doing everything we can to make their job more difficult, but more importantly, more dangerous by leaving guns in the hands of people who shouldn't have them and letting people who have those guns buy things like armor-piercing bullets. The only reason to have an armor-piercing bullet is to go through a bullet-resistant vest.
All right, let's stop right there.
Wear bullet.
Yeah, in case you've got crazies with bulletproof vests or corrupt military coming to take your guns. But basically, all bullets are armor-piercing, folks. It's just they haven't specifically got the steel cores on them. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they're engaged in a criminal takeover. They've signed us on to their foreign banking scam, $1.5 quadrillion, $1,500 trillion. $644 trillion, the Washington Post says, is our debt, even though our part of that is $15 trillion. We really owe the bankers through fraud $15 trillion and change, not $644 trillion. But he says, look, they got the Secretary of the Army saying they're going to put troops in every city. They're getting everybody ready for this. And he's there implying police. What about Chicago and New York? I've seen the numbers. They get more cops killed there per capita than anywhere. The crime's so bad there in Chicago, the police won't even go out into certain neighborhoods now. You want to make it like that here? You want to make, I mean, I just saw a case just 2 days ago where somebody was in a store, went and bought a knife and was stabbing people, and somebody with a gun told them, "Put your hands up or you're dead." I'm sorry, if you're already stabbing people and I'm in a grocery store and I had a good firearm on me, you're not getting a warning. And the police shouldn't warn you either. If you're already stabbing people, running around, it's dangerous to tell somebody to drop it. You're dead, okay? You come in my house, you're dead. You're already assaulting somebody with a deadly weapon, I'm not telling you drop Jack Diddley Squad. Let's get that part straight right there. I'm going to fill you full of holes right there on the spot. Let me tell you, you don't know that guy's on PCP or what. This guy up here at Walmart, one of the first Austin cops killed in, what, a decade? Last cop before him was killed by a felon on the run. There you go. They weren't following the law. That felon had a gun. This guy was on a bunch of psychotropic drugs. Didn't even know who he was. By the way, this supposed Ronald McDonald shooter at the Batman thing, his mother says she never said that. It's a total setup. Even local Fox News is saying none of this stuff adds up, and people are asking questions and saying there were multiple shooters and that he was wearing a black mask and it wasn't Ronald McDonald and his mother didn't say that. The police just, folks, it's set up. By the way, you know who that police chief worked for. He worked for Bloomberg. Good old Bloomberg. Bloomberg helped keep his mouth shut on 9/11, didn't he? For good old Giuliani. Folks, these people are trying to muscle us right now. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Our republic's got one more silver dollar. We gotta play our hand. We gotta stand up in the face of these mafia tyrants. What they are. They've just accustomed us to total tyranny. You know, gun sales are already at record levels. They doubled since the shooting. So there's your message, you mafia criminals. You're not getting our guns as you rob America. Bloomberg's robbing America for the bankers. They're all looting us. And they're here saying hands up. When you rob a bank, when you rob a country, you say hands up. When a country gets occupied, they say turn your guns in. And the globalists have occupied all these other countries. They want everybody's guns. Rob Jacobson ran in here. I mean, when I say it's illegal, folks, I already knew that. But I'm getting articles written right now because a debate erupted. Is it illegal for someone to call for a police strike? Yes, if you're in the police department, it's illegal. It's illegal for the union. And, folks, it is illegal for the mayor because he is in an executive position. But, again, the president can ship guns to Mexico and blame the Second Amendment. Total felonies. NSA spies on us without warrants. Total felonies. Police strike. Police strike occurs when law enforcement is affected by labor dispute. They're extremely rare. Generally, they are illegal, but for labor reasons, the law is difficult to enforce. Not when you have the mayor call for it. Legality. Thus, anyone calling on a police to stop work or support a fellow worker would be guilty of criminal offense. And I looked it up. It's illegal in New York. In fact, guys, when you printed this, I don't think you printed me all the references. But there it all is. There's a book on it. Police strikes. ISBN number and all that. But the point is that is it legal to say, oh, I'm going to turn the lights off in New York till you do what I want? That's called holding you hostage. Oh, well, you got to have us come inspect your house. A little green investigation. Got to pay us money. This is criminal government. Now, here's Michael Moore. And it's a 30-minute interview with this pig, this authoritarian despot trash. Words don't describe it. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's not some useful idiot. He says everything should be banned down to muskets. And then he lies and say the founders wouldn't agree with this today. Folks, the founders, I've got, just type in founding father quotes on the Second Amendment. They said it's for the government. It's for a tyrannical force. And we should have whatever the government has. Well, you know, that's way out of balance. So here they are, and they're all calling for it, including Rupert Murdoch, Bill Kristol, and others, ban all semi-auto. And ATF, of course, has said they want to ban right now. This is it, folks. This is it. This is it. You're like, oh, they won't try that. Yes, they will. Police are like, but nobody's going to turn them in. It's going to be a war. That's the plan. Okay? And they're telling you, your criminal police chiefs, a lot of them, that they have these federal boards that decide, you know, to tell the city if they want grants behind the scenes who to put in as police chief. Any police chief tells you confiscate guns is a criminal. Any police chief tells you take part in occupation like Katrina is a criminal. Remember that. Decide who you stand for now. This is a big deal. Let's go to the criminal Michael Moore. Here it is.
This must seem odd to people in other countries that we view our Constitution as if it was written by God himself, that it was somehow through some sort of divine intervention or whatever, it was etched in stone like Moses in the tablets, and because what they thought was right in 1776 to 1789, that is the way we have to live today in the 21st century. I mean, we wouldn't go to a doctor and have them put leeches on us to suck the blood out of us because that would cure us. That's what they did, you know, 150 years ago.
No. 2,000 years ago, they took all your arms, your swords. See, it was new to arm the people so you wouldn't have tyranny. It actually started in England and other areas that all free men could have arms. It was also in Switzerland and the Netherlands. Shut up, you pig liar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.